It will be released online digitally on the 7th of November, okay. So Amazon, Kindle, all that sort of thing. If you're a fan of the physical copies, which I still allow in person, I like paper, they're being printed next week, which is a relief. So I've left it very late this year because I forgot to go to the meeting with the printers. But it's been released on the 10th of November. I've got a launch at Relevant Records in Cambridge, downstairs in the actual vinyl area as well, because it's about music, and so I approach them. It's an unconventional place for book launch, but it's also really
friendly,
slightly,
yes.
But it's a nice little room, and they seem really keen for it as well, so I'm quite excited by that.
So just the book launch, or is there some music going on?
Probably will be some
music.
I mean, it only occurred to me last night.
Is that still to plan?
I've asked Griff from Fred's house, like, well, if he wants to play it, if he's listening, that just solves that problem. Just it's the 10th of November, but a few acoustic artists, I think.
Yeah, can't agree. You know where to get in contact with him.
Yes, we've got gigs afternoon, so yes.
Oh, okay. You don't let up, really, do you?
I don't, no. I keep saying yes to things, and then suddenly the day is just gone, and it's exciting, though, isn't it?
So I was saying earlier, you are one of the most busy people that I know in Cambridge. You're in so many bands, and you've got so many, to use the old cliche phrase, you've got so many fingers in so many different pies.
Sure, yeah.
How do you manage it all? And first of all, how many bands are you actually in? Can you name them all?
I don't have that many bands anymore. I mean,
no?
When I first joined Fred's house, I was in loads. Yeah. But then Fred's house was so busy, gradually they end up taking over my diary a bit. So Fred's house are most of my gig work at the moment.
Okay.
I now play with We Are Sound, which is formerly Dousing Sound.
Okay.
Collective. I've been with them for 5 years, I think, now.
Yeah.
So when I say now play with, I've been with them for quite a long time. And I play with Claudia.
They've had a rebrand.
Yes, a rebrand. And a big gig at the Corn Exchange coming up soon, which is exciting for the Christmas thing. So then I'll play with Claudia and the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
And who else do I play with? Sometimes with the British IBM.
Yep.
I haven't done the gig with them for a while, but we still talk every now and then. I'll see there'll be more staff in the future. What else is there? There must be more.
I'm going to say that's only four.
Yeah, it's only four. I mean, on off with Trevor Jones, but that's only a couple gigs a year. It's mostly Fred's house at this stage.
Yeah. So you've only got about five.
Roughly, I don't know, yes. I think last year, combined with the music and the comedy, I did 239 shows.
Wow.
And I'm going to beat that this year, which is...
Because you had a big run up in Edinburgh at the Fringe Festival this year.
Yes.
How many performances did you do?
69 this year.
69 over...
22 days. Which, it's all great in February when you book the thing.
Yeah.
And then you're midway through the run, you're thinking, oh, why? Why am I doing this on stage at three or four times a day? It's good fun, though, isn't it? I think the 11 p.m. show was my last show of the day, and that was the one that got to me sometimes, because you want to chill out after doing four shows a day, and then you had to sort of wake up and go and do your 11 p.m. show as well for an hour. So you get off stage at midnight every night. But it's the Fringe is amazing. It's my 12th year up there, and so it's quite addictive. Next year probably slightly less shows, but yeah.
So how did you get started in, because you're mostly, for us, we've known you as a musician.
Yeah.
How did you get started in the comedy and take that? Were you involved with something else sort of smaller with someone else before?
I never saw myself as a comedy performer. I used to just write for other people. So my first 5 or 6 years at the Edinburgh Fringe were writing for actors, and then I started to realise a lot of the characters I was writing are just like me.
Yeah.
And the actors were almost too confident as people, and too polished, and I'm quite a rugged, scrawly, sort of tired looking man, and I thought, and they weren't quite playing me in the way I perhaps wanted, so I ended up playing myself on stage by accident initially, because a director asked me to, and that showed up at the Edinburgh Fringe, and suddenly it's been 5 years of me accidentally becoming a comedian, really. So it's bizarre how it works out, isn't it?
It is.
There hasn't really been a transition as such. It's been a very accidental kind of process. And then suddenly I'm doing 69 shows. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Because if somebody... think of it the other way around. If someone approached you, or approached anyone, really, saying, right, I've got this idea for a show. Oh, by the way, you'll be doing 69 shows in 22... Did you say 22 days?
Yeah, 22 days.
That would scare the bejesus out of most
people.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't do it for anyone else. I mean, it's just because I'm in charge of my own diary, and it's kind of my fault, isn't it, when it's all when these random guest appearances go wrong? Because yeah, that's some weird stuff this year.
I love to see your own personal Facebook page.
Yeah,
and sort of second guess where you might be going next.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you seem to be all over the country in just a few days.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. My February tour next year is ridiculous, which I'm quite excited by. It's one of those tours that you book because it sounds good at a time. And then I looked at the map the other day and thought, oh no, really? Why have I agreed to all this? And all the venues are excited and stuff. So, see, I've got a tour next February which starts off in Weymouth and ends up on the Shetland Islands. and it's a 13-day tour, which I'm and using public transport, and I'm using my
Sorry, you've decided to do a tour and do it on public transport.
Yeah, in February, probably the coldest month of the year, and also part of the gimmick for the show, because you have to have a gimmick, don't you, for to sell tickets. I'm using, it's called One Man and a Box, and it's me with my cajon, my box drum.
Yeah.
And I'm also using that box drum as my suitcase as I try and squeeze everything.
Sorry, you're using a cajon as a suitcase?
Yeah, which can, I mean, I travel quite lightly. I mean, a couple of pairs of pants, a t-shirt, a toothbrush, a phone charger. I mean, what does a man need? I quite like the idea, and I'll stay in hotels and stuff, but at the same time, I like the idea of travelling as lightly as possible and then going on stage, taking all my stuff out on stage and getting on with the show, just me in a box and no other props this year, because I've been quite prop heavy in the last couple of years and I'm always hiding behind those. So I think no that this time, so just me in a box for an hour and a half struggling to see what happens for 13 nights in a row in places that don't know me. So I was excited when I booked that tour, but now I've looked at it and went, whoa, okay. Yeah, the Shetland Islands is a bit further away than I thought as well.
I'm going to say, that's a little bit more than sort of normal public transport, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 12-hour journey on the ferry, I think, when you get to Aberdeen, and also that's quite high up as well, isn't it?
Also, you're doing the ferry rather than the skip over on the plane.
I didn't think about the plane. I hadn't thought. Oh, hang on now. I'm like, is there an airport?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that might.
I will speak to you off air.
Yes.
Because I've got a friend who went up to the Shetlands last year or the year before around Christmas time, and there is a short hop plane service over to the islands. So.
Yeah, that could be a lifesaver for me, actually, because as it stands, the whole journey is 805 miles. That's next year's tour, and I've still got five other projects before then anyway. That's the thing. There's something to worry about later.
So you've got five other projects before February of next year, and we've just started October.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it?
You really have it against yourself, don't you?
I do. I have this fear that the year ends at the Fringe, because I spend most of my year building up to Edinburgh Fringe. Yeah. And you do it, and then I always come back and, oh, that's that then for another year. And so I was determined for that not to happen this year, so I've booked up as many things as possible. So when I come back, I'm still excited and knackered, but mostly excited. So, yeah, it's all good.
So, what with the five bands, your book launch, and your comedy. So, what we spoke off air about this.
Yeah,
it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Since you decided to quit your job.
Yeah.
And do the comedy pretty much in addition to the music, but full time. How's it going?
It's going okay, thank you. I have to freelance every now and then for proper money, but very, very, very rarely, luckily. It was a risk. I mean, I think I was quite naive when I quit the job, because I assumed that I'd go, yeah, I'll just go on tour, make lots of money, it'll be fine. And then 3 months in, you're in your savings straight away. And so it's working out now. I think, as anything, it takes time, doesn't it? And we're in year two now. The year one was a struggle, because I was one of my feet, but I found a happy medium now. And I'm doing great now. It's working out really well. I've worked out where I need to be doing shows. I used to do a lot of shows for the sake of it. I mean, it probably sounds like I'm still doing them because, like, Shetland Islands and stuff like that. I get how it sounds.
They don't get out much up the Shetlands.
No, I'm about to sell out of there because no one else does anything. No one else makes the journey. So, I do shows for money, obviously, now, but I never used to do that. Like, when I first quit the job, I was like, yeah, I'll go to Oxford. I'll do a free show because it might get my name out there. It doesn't really work like that, does it? So I've certainly become more savvy over these 2 years, and it's working out quite well now. So
good to hear.
Yeah, I've grown up, should we say. So, yes.